Welcome to the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com, where each week we uncover worldwide disasters in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 37, the 2008 Global Financial Crisis. The 2008 global financial crisis was one of the most severe economic downturns in modern history, with devastating effects felt across the world. Triggered by the collapse of the subprime mortgage market in the United States, the crisis led to the failure of major financial institutions, significant declines in stock markets, and widespread economic turmoil. The consequences were far-reaching, leading to bank bailouts, government intervention, and years of economic recovery efforts. The origins of the crisis can be traced back to the early 2000s when the United States housing market was booming. Banks and financial institutions aggressively issued mortgages to borrowers, including those with poor credit histories, under the assumption that housing prices would continue to rise. These high-risk loans, known as subprime mortgages, were bundled together into complex financial products called mortgage-backed securities, MBS, and collateralized debt obligations, CDOs. These instruments were sold to investors, including banks and hedge funds, creating an intricate web of financial exposure. Financial institutions relied heavily on these mortgage-backed securities, believing them to be safe investments. However, as interest rates began to rise and borrowers defaulted on their loans, the housing bubble burst. Home values plummeted, and mortgage holders found themselves owing more than their properties were worth. The rapid increase in mortgage defaults caused severe losses for financial institutions that had invested in subprime-related assets. One of the most significant turning points in the crisis came in September 2008, when Lehman Brothers, a major investment bank, filed for bankruptcy. The collapse of Lehman Brothers sent shockwaves through global financial markets, triggering panic among investors and depositors. Banks that had exposure to Lehman and similar financial products faced liquidity shortages, leading to a freeze in credit markets. The fear of further institutional failures caused stock markets worldwide to plummet, wiping out trillions of dollars in market value. Governments and central banks scrambled to contain the damage. In the United States, the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department implemented a series of emergency measures, including the Troubled Asset Relief Program, TARP, which allocated $700 billion to stabilize the banking system. Major financial institutions, including Citigroup and Bank of America, received government bailouts to prevent further collapses. The U.S. government also took over mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to stabilize the housing market. In Europe, the crisis spread rapidly, exposing vulnerabilities in the banking sector. The United Kingdom was forced to bail out major banks, including the Royal Bank of Scotland and Lloyds Banking Group. Ireland, Spain, and Greece faced significant economic downturns due to their own housing market collapses and financial instability. The European Central Bank, ECB, and the International Monetary Fund, IMF, provided emergency funding to struggling nations, leading to years of austerity measures and economic reform programs. The financial crisis had devastating effects on employment, consumer confidence, and economic growth. Millions of people lost their jobs as companies downsized or shut down due to declining revenues and credit shortages. Home foreclosures surged, displacing families and eroding wealth. In many countries, entire industries, including construction and manufacturing, suffered prolonged downturns. In response to the crisis, governments introduced a range of regulatory reforms to prevent a similar collapse in the future. The Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, enacted in the United States in 2010, aimed to increase financial transparency and accountability. The legislation imposed stricter regulations on banks, including higher capital requirements and limitations on speculative trading. Similar regulatory changes were implemented in the European Union, strengthening oversight of financial markets and institutions. Despite efforts to stabilize the financial system, the recovery from the crisis was slow and uneven. Many economies experienced prolonged recessions, with high levels of unemployment and sluggish growth. Interest rates remained at historically low levels for years as central banks attempted to stimulate economic activity. Quantitative easing, a policy of large-scale asset purchases by central banks, became a key tool in boosting liquidity and encouraging lending. The crisis also had profound political and social consequences. Public outrage over the role of banks and financial institutions in causing the crisis led to widespread protests and movements demanding accountability. In the United States, the Occupy Wall Street movement emerged, highlighting income inequality and corporate influence in politics. In Europe, resentment over austerity measures led to political instability, with the rise of populist parties and movements that challenged traditional economic policies. More than a decade after the crisis, the global financial system remains cautious, with stricter regulations and risk management strategies in place. Banks have increased their capital reserves, and financial institutions are subject to greater oversight. However, concerns remain about new economic risks, including rising debt levels, speculative bubbles, and geopolitical uncertainties. The 2008 global financial crisis serves as a stark reminder of the interconnectedness of the modern financial system and the potential consequences of excessive risk-taking. It exposed flaws in regulatory frameworks and highlighted the dangers of financial speculation. While significant steps have been taken to strengthen the stability of global markets, the lessons learned from the crisis continue to shape economic policies and financial strategies to this day. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Disasters podcast from 5minutedisasters.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutedisasters.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.